Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Ada Marie Show. We're so happy to have you here with us. And Ada Marie, the Golden Oracle, is a seer, conscious medium, and healer. And she was taught as she was growing up by her grandmothers, who taught her in herbal medicine and intuitive sight. So she's been doing this all her life. And we are lucky enough, we have a good opportunity to talk with her and ask questions, and she's tuned in right now to Spirit. So away we go. Again, with your meditations today, Ada Marie, what was Spirit guiding you toward?
Well, actually, it was really a peaceful meditation because I was busy earlier sending a lot of healing to the Texas area, and I got a call, an urgent call for some help in Florida. So I switched and started over there, and then the voice said to me, "It's okay. You're not working alone. There are others working too." And what a relief that was, you know, just to know that there were other people sending help to these places. I mean, I felt like I had been given a gift, because the only person I know about is the people who call me to ask me to do the work, and the work I do. And then I hear things like, well, the water receded and it's not running, it's running out of my house, it's not running in, it's running out. And I've had several calls from different areas that things have gotten a little bit better. Not that they're better, but they're a little better. But now a storm is coming in, I guess over Texas. I'm not sure, but somebody said that. So, you know, I just have to
keep
working.
There's another storm coming in, but I don't think it's decided where to land yet.
Oh.
But everybody who has energy and love and room in their heart, please just send some healing thoughts and send love and prayers. And believe me, they help.
They make all the difference in the world. And when you, if you don't know what to pray for, pray that God protects everybody and their families and their homes, and that He will bring in light and help coming in for them from all four corners and every secret place in the universe. Please pray for their protection, their safety, and their condition, that it will end and things will go back to normal. I have prayed for an end to this for 4 days now, and then I heard a while ago that there was another storm coming in.
Well, as you know, my favorite prayer is I give thanks for the miracle that's happening right now. And that pretty well covers everything, you know. Because there are miracles happening every minute, and we don't even notice them. We're so busy with our own thoughts and our own ideas and the little things that we have to do, that we forget to stop and plug in to the wonder that is all around us.
Well, I'll have to tell you, I was really thrilled last night. We were coming home out of Tucson, and the storm was so bad you could barely see the car ahead of you. I mean, we were going like 20 miles an hour. And then, interestingly enough, we came up over the rise on the road, and there was a rainbow. I couldn't believe it. How beautiful. It was
That's very beautiful, clear
and very beautiful. And it rained all the rest of the way home, but that rainbow appeared as we went over the hill. And I thought I'd never seen that before. It just showed up there. So I knew that this was a bad storm, but it wasn't going to last forever. And it only lasted about 2 more hours, and then it was done. So, but it was really funny.
Good.
as he went around and up over the hill, there was a rainbow in front of us. That's amazing.
It's beautiful. Yeah, there's something about the rainbows that just lifts your heart, doesn't it?
It does. It does, because we were going about, what, 7 miles an hour, and everybody else was too. And I'm sure everybody saw it. I'm certain that everybody saw it. So that was a good thing. And we got into the area, and it had let up some, so you could see to drive about 12 miles an hour. But, boy, I tell you, that rain came down. Woo!
Yeah.
It had been such a beautiful day. Not a thing. Not a cloud in the sky.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that was
well,
really...
that's marvelous. So you... When you work and you receive messages from spirits, do they come in different ways?
Many different ways. Very often, when the spirit gives a message, and most of the time, you may not understand the message in its entirety right away, but as the day passes and as things go on, you realize that this is what the spirit was giving you, that they were giving you this. And we were in town, and it was sunny and beautiful, and I got the feeling that we had to leave. And I said to Mark, mm-hmm. we got to go home now. Well, we had started home, we were three-fourths of the way from home when this storm hit. And it was that storm was on till we were home, and it was still storming. So that's how long that storm lasted, which was quite a while, because nobody was going more than 10 miles an hour, if they could go that.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a really bad storm. But I thank God for the rain. I thank him for the blessings that he had given us, and the fact that our car was in good condition, and all the cars were moving in random. They were all moving at the same speed. They were all going carefully. And I thank you for that, and I thank you for everything. We got home, it rained about another hour, and quit.
Yeah.
So it was a heavy storm. Normally,
so
they last about 30.
If you had waited, it would have been even worse for you. So what you have done over the years, I would say, is trained yourself to listen to spirit and to recognize things that most people would just kind of ignore. I mean, it's a two-way street.
I know, but let me tell people how to listen. It's really easy.
Good.
When spirit speaks to you, you have a kind of a thought goes through your head that doesn't apply to anything at that particular moment you're in. But in a little while, an energy pattern will come by that makes you understand what the spirit had given you. Like, we were down on the other side of Tucson taking care of some things, and I looked up at the sky, and there wasn't a cloud in the sky, and yet I could feel a cloud. I looked all around. I couldn't see the cloud. When we started home, and we got off the freeway and got on a road, you know, a regular road, there came that little cloud. And within, I'd say, 10 minutes, there was pouring rain. So we were off the main road, and we were on a regular road, but the cloud appeared in the sky, and the sky was clear. It was sunny. It was nice. And within 5 minutes, the cloud had moved over, and it was cloudy, and the rain was coming down like crazy. So what I saw in the beginning was where we were, but what was coming ahead of us was a storm, and it followed us all the way home. So a lot of times people will get something like that, and they ignore it. They just let it go, you know. What's that about? Well, if they're really conscientious and they ponder that thought, they will get some kind of a message that helps them to get through the thing. We were already on a road that there was no place to turn off, so we had to continue on home. But if we had been in a city area where we could have turned off at a coffee shop or something, we would have done that. Because I told him, I said, it's a heavy storm. It's coming down heavy when it comes. But we were already on the one long road that takes us to the country. So we had to
one of the clues is if something occurs to you that doesn't make any sense according to common sense.
Right.
It just might well be spirit, huh?
Yeah. Right. It very well is. And it doesn't apply at that minute. It applies either a little bit later or after the fact. I mean, you can go a long way and then all of a sudden, oh, that's what that means. And you get kind of a sending that tells you what you're doing, you know. It doesn't necessarily mean it's going to be right that minute, that second. And yet other times you get a message that says, turn here, you know, and you better turn right or left, however it tells you where to
turn. Absolutely. Your spirit GPS, huh?
Yeah, right.
Well,
and
you know,
I never thought
the
of it like that, but
is,
I know a lot of people, when you live in the country, you pay attention to those notions. When you hear them,
you
feel them, you sense them, you do exactly what you're given.
And sometimes when you get a message, at first you think it means one thing, and then it has to reveal itself, and then finally you understand, oh, that's what they meant, because, you know, it's the way you interpret something that changes the meaning. So
it does change the meaning. And sometimes you're right and sometimes you're not. Sometimes you're not right, you know.
Exactly.
Yeah, everybody has that ability. Everybody has that sight. Everybody can work with it and whet it until they can understand it perfectly. And we were lucky. We had grandmothers and we had uncles that already had sight, and they would say, when you get this message, pay attention, blah, blah, blah. And they were always cautioning us kids, because we lived out on the prairie and there would be nothing between you and the next house, which is probably 100 miles away or maybe 60 only, but you'd never
make it. That would be a near neighbor, huh? 60 miles
away.
Yeah,
that's your nearest neighbor. And if they got in trouble, they hung out a white sheet on the door. And if you got in trouble, you hung out a white sheet on the door, and that's how you communicated it. Somebody needed help, and that's how you communicated. I mean, and,
interesting.
You know, people think it's funny, but it's not funny. It worked. In those days on the prairie, it worked. There wasn't a tree in 100 miles, and whatever somebody hung out there, that's what you saw.
So, and the white you could see, because it was not, it didn't blend in with the greenery.
Didn't blend in with anything. And you could see the white. And people would, if it were your house, people would come riding in on horseback. If it was somebody else's house, our people would ride out to them, you know. The ranchers all had horseback riders, and that's how we got along. We went on horseback usually.
Wonderful.
That was our transportation.
Do you sometimes actually hear the words?
Once in a while, you hear a word. Yeah. I've heard it on occasions, but it isn't something you always hear. It's something you feel. You feel it inside of you. You know, you can feel. It's a feeling inside of you that comes, and it'll stop you short if it's something you have to take care of quickly. If it isn't, it'll give you a little space. But always listen to that little voice inside. I think people in the city should do that. I think they should pay attention.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Because I think they have more problem than the people in the country. You know, they never know what kind of
things happen. Sometimes things happen faster in the cities. It's true.
Yeah.
But now, then there are other things. Sometimes something will just catch your eye. You know, you just suddenly look up and bam, you see something.
Right.
It's almost like somebody's shown a spotlight on it.
Right. and you don't really know what it is. A lot of times
you
don't
know
what
you,
it is.
Why suddenly you're looking at that. But
right.
I heard you mention you follow up on things like that, and
you do
nicely
you
surprised.
You if it comes quick, you stop and be still till the
mm-hmm.
message can get through. You know, you
mm-hmm.
have to be still and not be thinking. Don't try to think. I'll think the message. Just be still. Let it come. It'll come. That's the hardest thing of all
is not thinking, don't you know? Don't you know, Ada Marie? It's so hard to not think.
Well, this is how Grandma taught us not to think. She taught us to take a piece of aluminum foil and stare
mm-hmm.
at that aluminum foil until we had no thought in our head. And then when we had no thought in our head, just sit there and wait for a first positive thought. And that's how we learn to be able to wait and get messages. Now, that's really simple. I mean, people can use solar paper, they can use whatever, but in our day, we didn't have a lot of that fancy newspaper, so
mm-hmm.
we used a piece of aluminum foil, and we just looked
at
it.
Or they can stare at a flower, or they can stare at...
They can stare at anything.
Something that is
yeah.
just nearby, anything. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Just
right.
looking and not thinking about it, just staring at it.
Just looking at
that's
it.
That's good. That's a good tip.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we have
it
a
is.
Bunch of people who want to ask you some questions. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. Hold on a second. Hello?
Hello, this is
Hello.
Carol from Texas.
Yes, Carol. Yes, Ada Marie.
Yeah. Yes, hello.
Can you hear Pearl?
No, I can hear you. Maybe I can hear her.
Can
Pearl?
You hear me now?
Yes. No. I can
hello?
Hear you. Hello.
That's Pearl talking.
Oh, Pearl. Okay, ask your
I'm
question,
here.
Pearl.
So I was wondering if I am in alignment with career.
It looks like it, although you haven't said the career, but there's two things there. One is stronger than the other. Do you have two parts to your career?
Yes.
Okay. One is stronger than the other.
Okay.
Yeah, until you tell me what they are, I can't tell you what I'm talking about.
One is real estate and design.
And design is a different one?
Yes.
That's a good career for you. Real estate will make you money for a while, but your designing will eventually do very good.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, I've been trying to see if I'm in the right alignment because I've been having, I want to work for somebody else. So that's what I'm hoping to do is to advance my career. But it just seems like it's not working so far. So I'm going to step back and just kind of let spirit move in.
And when spirit comes, it will direct you correctly.
Okay.
You'll be
that's
amazed
what I'm hoping
how fast to. Things will change.
Okay, then I'll just pray for the right alignment.
Right. If you know you have the right alignment, they will put it through to you. Hold the knowing that you have it, like it already has happened, and it will come.
Oh, that's
yeah,
brilliant.
And in the meantime, just kind of immerse yourself in the things that make you happy.
Okay.
Yeah, because the alignment is there, and you know, you just have to hold it. So you don't look for it. Just wait for it. It'll come through.
Okay. I'll just keep on the
okay.
same track.
Okay.
Okay.
Thanks, Pearl.
Thank you.
Hang on. You might get some answers from other people's questions. You know, we find that happens a lot of times here. I'm going to go
Perfect.
On to the next one. Okay. Hello? 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 Whoops. Are you there?
I'm here.
Okay.
I'm here.
Oh, there
Hello?
You are. Okay. Yes. You have a question for Ada Marie?
Hey, Ada, this is Sherry. I'm in the process of relocating, and I've got steps to take, such as selling house and closing things down here in Texas, and I want to see if I pull this move off to California by January 31st or before.
Yes. Woo, that came fast. And just one word, yes.
Will I get the right housing?
Yeah.
I'm trying to get a tiny house.
Mm-hmm. Right. You know, one of the things that I didn't do, I didn't give people my phone number, and so they could call if they want help along, in a, like in your case, in a line like that, you could have two options, and you could call and find out which is the best of the two. But I haven't given out my phone number. My
what
name
is
Ada Marie, which you
okay.
know my name. But my number is 520-896-9510. And you can call, leave a message. I will call you back if I'm on another call. And because you're going to get an option when you make that move of two or three different places, and you may want to have a little assistance.
Yeah. That's already happening. Can you give me that number one more time?
Okay.
Can you give me that number one more? Okay.
896-9510.
Got
and
it.
I think we
Ada.
Forget to say it at the beginning of the show. Ada, yeah. Ada Marie, M-A-R-I-E.
Got it.
Okay.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, let's go on to the next caller. Okay. Hello.
Hi. How are
yes.
you?
Yes. Great. You have a call, have
Great.
A question for Ada Marie?
Well, I guess I'm wondering about finding true love.
It'll find you, honey. It'll find you.
Soon?
Yes, it will. It'll find you. Quit
okay.
looking. It'll find you.
But I'm not really looking, but
oh,
I
good,
feel
good.
It. I can feel it, but I haven't met anyone, so...
Not yet. It'll be later. Be later. Closer to fall.
Okay.
Maybe October and November
okay.
in that area.
Do you think I'll still be at my same job then, too?
Yes. Oh, that came fast.
All right. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Have a great night.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You too.
Oh,
thanks.
My, some of these answers are really whipping out.
Aren't they, though? You're coming
yeah,
in very
they
fast.
Are.
Let's see who else we have here.
Hi.
Hello?
Yes, this is Trish. How are you?
We're good.
Hi, Trish.
Hi. Ada Marie, my question was if you saw me increasing my finances.
In September. Late September and October.
Is it from a new job or is it, I would love to say the lottery.
No, it's not the lottery. It's from, but it is from an option that you're going to have and probably it involves a job too.
Okay.
But it'll be in late September, early October, and it'll come to you through another person.
Okay. My other question was, I have a bit of a legal situation, and I was wondering if you saw it clearing up.
Yes.
Okay. Soon?
Right?
Yes, I meant.
She asked if it would be soon.
Oh, yes, yes. Within the next month.
Okay.
Between now and the end of September, the end of October, it'll be all cleared up.
Okay. Well, thank you so much, Ada Marie. I truly appreciate your time.
Well, you're welcome. You're welcome.
Oh. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay. And I'm just wondering if anything has come to you while we were speaking with these lovely people who called in, if there was anything else that you wanted that Spirit wanted to us to know.
I haven't really received any definite thing that, but as always, Spirit is looking for your safety and your welfare. So treat yourself with tender care that you can handle everything, because we now have so many things going on in different parts of our country that we may be called as people out here to be able to assist those people. So let's start praying for their protection and praying for their safety, because there's really a mess in Texas, and there's one in Florida, and you know, you don't know where else. So we need to be able to be versatile enough to pray for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's important.
One thing that I heard the other day was it's very important to think about what we are actually, when we want to send something to people in need, to actually find out what is a good thing to send, because so many of us send clothes, and they'll send winter clothes to people in sub-Saharan Africa, you know. These people don't have any homes, they don't have any place to put the clothes. They have space for one thing on their body and another thing that they can carry with them, because they have no place to go, you know. So it's very interesting to call if you're moved to give. To give to people, you know, who are in need, call the people that are on scene, that are observing and know what's necessary and what's missing and what would be most helpful, and get advice as to how to help. That's really important.
I think it is important, and I think the one thing that is important, more important than anything, is that if you are sending out help, send your help from your heart to those who can accept it. Now, I'm saying you're going to send your love and light and help to someone who will accept it, because I find in many cases people refuse to accept help. They want to do it themselves, and they can't do it themselves because they don't have the strength or the ability or the knowledge or the money. So send healing to those who will accept the healing from the universe, directly from the universe, and the universe will provide. God does provide. Believe me, he does. And people say, you know, that's funny, that hurricane went through. It took those houses and never touched our house. Or something else could have happened. And the storm came through, and this place was left perfect. Absolutely perfect. Never touched.
Mm-hmm.
So think about that. Think about it. Think about preparing yourself in a situation where you are protected, and you give thanks to God for that protection, and know that you deserve that protection, and you are happy that you got it, and you can help others. I mean, that
yes.
comes oftentimes. But it comes, and you need to be prepared. And if you need help and it's offered to you, you need to, with your heart open, take it so that you can get better and help somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
I know people say, well,
and the, even the very, very least that we get from a tragedy like this is to be grateful for what we have, that we
right
that we are so blessed, you know.
We are totally blessed, and we need to be grateful for that. And I don't care who they are, they're being blessed, and if they don't know it, they're in short supply of good sense.
We're all of us are guilty of that from time to time.
Right.
Usually when we think we've got it all under control, we know exactly what to do.
That's when we get something we can't handle.
That's right.
Always a way.
It's amazing. Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, it's just one of those things that happen in life. And you have to be ready to meet whatever it is with an open heart and learn something. My dad used to say, a day isn't worth living if you haven't learned something. And if you're going to learn something, it doesn't matter what you learn as long as you learn something. You
mm-hmm.
know, if it's good, positive, that's good. So remember that we can all learn something every day, and we can all keep it. Whatever we learn is ours mm-hmm. to keep. So that's a good thing.
Exactly. Exactly. So we are really very, very fortunate, and most of the time we don't know how fortunate we are. This is a kind of sad thing.
Until something happens and you see it, like we're looking down there in Texas, we are blessed and blessed and blessed. And what protection we have is amazing, because here we are comfortably in our homes and able to do things and put things away and grow a few vegetables or something. We are blessed. We are blessed.
We really are. We really are.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't appreciate what you've got, you're not going to get anything else. You know, like you
right.
give something to somebody and they don't even say thank you, and they turn around and say, well, that's all right, I guess. You don't feel like giving to them anymore. You know what I mean? You don't.
They're not even caring that they're... It amazes me at what people give me a lot of stuff, and I pass a lot of it on because I can't use it all.
Mm-hmm.
But that's okay.
Sure.
I pass it on to people who are willing to use it. And today I gave a lady some fruit because I had more than I could take care of, and she was
mm-hmm.
very grateful to receive it. Because I can only do so much in a day, but I gave her they were pears, and we love pears, but I can't let them
uh-huh.
spoil, you know?
Of course not.
So I gave her half of the pears. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And cause when they get ripe,
yeah.
they're ripe up right on the dime. So
they sure are.
So, you know.
So it is a very short distance between ripe and too ripe.
Right.
So in this, so many of the stories in the Bible and in the fairy tales and all of the things that we grew up with, they are holding such great truths, and we just completely ignore them, or we sort of shuffle them to side and say, oh yeah, that's kid stuff.
Well,
what has
happened to kids today, their parents have not read those stories to their kids, so their kids don't have anything to grow on in hearing the stories. And I sent my son a little book of children's stories, and they all have a little ending that, turns out good because they did this and this
mm-hmm.
and this. And
sure.
he's reading them to his grandchildren. And he said,
uh-huh.
Mother, I never realized till I started reading this little book for the kids that that's what you did to us. You taught us these things. And and yes, we read these stories too, but you, as we went through life, when something happened, you set us down and talked to us and explained to us and told us. And he said, and he's in his 60s, he said, until I started reading this little book that we grew up here reading, or you reading to us and us reading to our kids, he said, it just never occurred to me how informative and how important those lessons were. And he said, now here I am, you know, and I realize how really valuable they've been all my life.
So well, sometimes it takes them till they're 60 to really get to the point where they can appreciate it. I know my my eldest daughter actually told me that she had learned more at home than she had ever learned in school. And that was wonder. I mean, I was just flying for weeks over that. You know.
Well, Linda. My Linda said that too. She said, "Mother," she said, "you taught us our ABCs and our 1-2-3s, and you taught us all the basics. Every basic you taught us before we started school. Well, being a school teacher, you know, that was not hard to do, and."
No.
One of the one thing that's really hard for kids to remember is I am. You know, so when the two of them were little, the two oldest ones, they couldn't read the word I. So I said to them, I is first person pronoun. Now remember, I is you, first person pronoun. So they went to school when they came to that word. They'd go, I, first person pronoun, and the teacher would go, what? they had to quit saying it, but that's how they remembered what it was. It was I, first person pronoun. Here they are in the first and second grade
very
saying
funny.
I. But they couldn't seem to remember just I. I said, I like you, I am. But that didn't do it. But first-person pronoun got their attention. It was really funny.
That's fun. That's funny. That is very funny. You are the very first person in your world.
Right. Right.
And that's I, honey. I know my brother called himself me.
Oh, did he? Yeah.
Is it well, me had a wreck?
Right. Instead of I had a wreck, me.
Yeah.
Well, that's a good thing. There's a lot of those things that are automatically there, and we're taught them as we grow up. And then when we look back, we look back and see all this, and we now have a better sense of everything around us because we were taught the little things that all gathered together and made us have some knowledge. You know, that was a good thing.
So we have so many of the physical things and the electronic things and the automatic things where you push the button, it's all done for you. And I wonder if that isn't cheating our children out of a sense of real achievement and accomplishment and a sense of their personal power.
I believe that when we had to learn things and do them, and then they, whatever they would call this stuff, automatically made them easy, how much did we lose? How much was lost in that? The real learning on how to do it was a big part of using it. So how much have we lost with all this animation? Or what all this
exactly.
stuff is?
Exactly. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. What have we lost with that? You know, it just makes me wonder
That's a
sometimes.
Very good question.
I think it's a good question.
Yeah,
and once in a while I ask somebody
that.
And they look at me like, what do you mean? I said, well, what have we lost? What have your children lost? You know, there's just so much that they automatically do that if we lost all electricity and we had to go back to 1, 2, 3 living, could you manage?
Yes, yes, yeah. Absolutely. When the lights go off and all the electronic things don't work anymore, how are you going to survive?
Right, right. How do you know how to build a fire
question.
Outside and cook on it?
Yeah.
Most people
don't. Second, I'm wondering if I missed somebody. Hold on just a second.
Okay.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Did you get to ask your question? Who are we speaking with here?
My name is Chris.
Cliff, okay, you have a question for Ada Marie?
Yes. I guess I was just calling to, because I'm, you know, really wondering about my love life and the current relationship I'm in now. So, I wonder if you picked up on anything or saw anything. Or
why are you worrying about it? Is it friendly?
It is, but there's. I mean, it's just, you know, sometimes I just question our relationship. Sometimes I question her motives.
Okay, but if you're worrying about the relationship, then there's three things you should know. You have a good communication, you have fun together, and you laugh a lot, and you are in good health.
Pretty much.
Pardon?
Are you there? Hello, Cliff? Hello? I think we lost him.
I think we did too.
Yeah, I got this funny feeling. Was there was a choking holding him back somehow. But he's gone, so.
Yeah.
You can't,
okay. Well, those
can't
are
to
the
talk
three things
to someone
in
who isn't here.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You have to work on those three things to make a relationship good. So I hope
you
heard me.
Yeah. It was strange. It was almost like he was cut off. It didn't sound as if he deliberately hung up.
Mm-mm.
How odd.
Something cut him off.
Yeah.
But anyway.
That was my feeling.
Yeah.
But
so how are we doing?
You know, how we do time-wise? Well, let's see. We are at 13 after. If you want to go an hour, we've got about 17 minutes to go. I think it would be a nice time to talk about your spa. We haven't mentioned that today.
Oh, that's right. I haven't. And actually, I want to say that the last three people I've had that come, they came at different times. But all in one fell day, I got a letter from all three of them. And
did you?
The first letter, the lady said, Ada, I have never been in a place so serene, so joyful, so happy, and the food was so fabulous. Now, I'm telling you, I want to book a retreat back in September next year. And that was the first note I opened.
Nice.
And I thought, well, that really makes my day. That really made me feel
absolutely.
Good. So the second one, the note said, if there's anybody in the world that can answer every question before you have time to ask it, it's you. And I have to say, your food and your little guest house is a place to come and hide. It's wonderful. So that was really nice. And then the last person said, I'm coming back. Write me down in September of next year. And there's nothing there there's nothing I need except to come back and sit in that little pink house. And so they were all really nice notes, and they all came on the same day. Isn't that odd?
Well, it's just wonderful. It's like getting three bunches of flowers on the same day, you know.
Yeah, and they all came
just
at a different time.
Just make sure it fills up your heart. Mm-hmm.
It did fill up my heart. I felt wonderful about that, and I thought, how nice. I'm going to write an answer to them and send them one of my books, you know, kitchen cupboard remedy books.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to send them a book. That
and
book
you
is
know,
always
it's so important. It's so important to hear from people to know that what you did was helpful and it was a good thing and that they appreciate it. It's so important.
It is important, and it really gives you a lift. You know, when you
mm-hmm.
open that mail, and it just gives you such a lift. And so I called one of them already and thanked them, and they're going to call back next year when they know what their schedule is. But I was just so thrilled with their note, and it wasn't a thing on the computer. It was an actual letter that came in the mail. So that really...
Now, that is rare. That's something to treasure. I mean, you that's something to keep and remind yourself with. That's great.
I have something. And you know, and all three of them were letters. The one that just came when he brought the mail in a while ago, it was a letter, too.
Mm-hmm.
And so I am excited that people are actually sitting down with a pen and pencil or paper
mm-hmm.
and writing me a real note.
That's great.
I'm going to call.
And would you like
to
give your website so that people can find out about your spa?
Oh yes, it's Ada Marie at the Golden Oracle oracle.com. So the goldenoracle.com, and you can go on the Golden Oracle and look at the things I've done. You can see a lot of the work that you can see a lot of it that I've done. And you can call and ask questions, and I can answer them. I can give you the facts. And so if you go on there, you'll see a little pink house. That's the guest house where you stay when you're here. And it's very quiet up here. Everybody remarks on the silence and the peaceful sleep and how nice it is up here. So you'll find it's a wonderful place to come. You can come for 3 days for a three-day retreat. That's $2,500. Or you can come for a day and spend the night, and that's $150. So it's up to you. Whatever you want to do, that's fine. If you can get in, I'm pretty well booked, but I can, you know, book ahead for you. So that's a good thing.
That's great. I mean, I would almost think of it more as a retreat than a spa somehow.
Well, it is a retreat.
You know?
It isn't a spa because mm-hmm. I don't do massages and stuff like that. I help them themselves to get where they want to get, and to get well and to get happy. And many people have been coming to me for 25, 30 years. One lady... been with me, my goodness, I lived in California when she started working. I started working with her, and she sent a
mm-hmm.
lot of people to me, and they're still here. I mean, they don't come every year, but they come when they have need of it. And that's the important thing, that when they have need of something, they call, and if I'm available, I take them. They don't just come at random. They come to find out about
mm-hmm.
themselves and what's going on.
Yeah.
And that's a wonderful thing. And they walk out of here feeling like a new person, and that really makes me feel good. So
mm-hmm.
I've saved a lot of marriages because the wife or the husband, one or the other, has come. And I've saved a lot of marriages, and their kids have come later, so... That's a good thing, you know. The marriage was fine for years, and then the kids grew up. So that does make a big shift in your marriage, I tell you. And I've been able to help a lot of those people. And that's a good thing.
You know, it's funny. You just reminded me, saving a marriage, I'll never forget. I had one woman. They had been married for years and years. And she said that she just was just miserable with her husband. And I said, well, what is the thing that you like most about doing with him? And she said, oh, dancing. So I said,
yeah.
You get him on the phone, and the three of us will talk. So she said, he bosses me around, and he pushes me, and he does this and that and the other thing. So I said to him, I said, you know, your wife absolutely loves dancing with you, but she doesn't like you bossing her around. So how are we going to fix that? And he said, huh? I said, you know, I said, I have an idea. When you're dancing with her, I said, and you want her, you're leading her. How do you lead her? He says, well, I would, you know, I have my hand on her back, and it just takes a little gentle push, a little gentle touch, and she knows which way to go. And I said, you know, why don't you do that same treatment in other parts of your life? And you'll be on a honeymoon again. And he said, that's a wonderful idea.
Yeah, right. So that probably helped her marriage a lot.
It just never occurred to him that
mm-hmm.
I said, you can, with the teeny little subtle smile and a little suggestion and an idea and a compliment, I love it when you do this. You know, you just guide her just like you guide her on the dance floor. Just
right.
Just make your whole life a dance floor. You're dancing together.
Right.
And he started chuckling, and she called me back a couple of weeks later. She said, I've never been so happy.
See,
and
that's
he's happy
true,
too.
Because those things are forgotten when they shouldn't be forgotten. Yeah. And sometimes in raising children, you're so exhausted at the end of the day, you can't remember anything.
Yeah.
So
sure. Yeah. But when you just give that little touch and little guidance, it's the funniest thing. The littlest, most subtle touch. Gives the most benefit, and people appreciate it. And sometimes they don't even realize that you made a suggestion. It was their idea all the time, you know.
Right. They think so.
And I'll never forget. I think it was Harry Truman. He said, "You can get accomplish anything as long as you don't care who gets the credit."
Right. That was Harry, and I think that's true. I do a lot of things, and people say, "Well, we'll give you." I said, "I don't need the credit. I just need to see the job done. That's it."
Uh huh.
When the job is done, I'm happy.
Absolutely.
Because I am.
It is important. It is important that people know of what you can do, so that they know who to reach out to. So here we are, and we are really servants. We're spiritual teachers and healers and everything, and yet it's hard to go commercial and promote yourself. And you can have the most wonderful thing in the world, and if nobody knows you've got it, you might as well not have it. So here we are. We stuck between our feelings and our inclinations and the need
right.
to have people know how to get in touch with us.
Right.
Know.
By the way, we better tell them that if they want to call, this is Ada Marie, and you can call me at 520-896-9510 between 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. because I go to bed at 7 o'clock, so I won't be answering the call.
Now, that's Pacific Daylight Time.
Yeah.
Daylight Time.
And I'm up at 6, and I start taking calls at 7. So
all right.
That's what happened. And I think we're running out of time.
I think so, too. I think it's a perfect time. And I just want to really appreciate everyone who called in and who shared part of their life with us and just appreciate it all and just send out some love for everyone who needs it and
absolutely.
We'll say goodbye with
send
love
light,
and light.
Love. Right. And let the love and light surround you so you have plenty of it coming in all the time to send out more. And have a fabulous week, okay? Thank you.
And bye, and thanks again.
Bye-bye.
We'll see you next week. Okay.
Okay.
Bye.